Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
Scary ass hoes.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. As a lot going on here, the Astros fell behind 7-1. They climb back in it to get two more runs. It's now 7-3 as they are at the top of the lineup right now, trying to add more to it. Jeremy Pena had a leadoff home run to lead the game off, and then Jose Altuve had a two-run double to help things roll along. But old Blue Ball had his first start today, and it didn't go too great. Gave up a grand slam. That's the big hit that allowed them to get to this 7-3 lead. We'll keep you updated on that as they continue to play in the sixth inning. Wanted to also say, guys, we are a proud partner with the Insperity Invitational. Hopefully our guys who were able to win the last 2 days enjoyed themselves with those VIP tickets that they got. But it is happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. So many of your favorites. We talked to one of them, John Daly. And many more are of the PGA Tour Champions Tour. The best of those guys will be on the course right here in town for an incredible weekend of championship golf, teeing off on Friday. Entry to the tournament is free. It's on the house for score updates, tee times, weather notes, and much more information. Head to InsperityInvitational.com. All right. We've danced around it a little bit earlier today, and I think a big thing, a big question on, I don't think just Rockets fans, I think just anybody who is looking at this game is, what is Jalen Green going to do? Jalen Green in this series, Tyler has expressed it multiple times. He's at that 7-8-9. Those have been three of his point totals in the four games, and the other game he went off for 38 in that game. So, and then the last game he turned the ball over as well, 5 turnovers to 1 assist. He has struggled with the exception of that one game in this series, and I think a lot of people have lost some belief in Jalen Green, and I think that's the big thing. Your season's on the line, Clint. This is it. You lose, you go home. You win, you extend this thing. Do you think Udoka should give serious thoughts about going away from Jalen Green tonight?
Serious thoughts? Absolutely. 100%. I mean, there should be a plan in place with Jalen Green immediately out of the gate, and there should be a plan in place if he appears that deer in the headlight look that we've seen in damn sure two of the four games, if not three of the four games. So, I think the thoughts are absolutely 100% real. And we'll see how it plays out. Look, I think for me, there's no doubt about it that this team, the best version of the Rockets, is with Jalen Green leading the show and being effective and doing his thing, whatever that is, whether it's 20-something points or it's 30-something points or it's damn near 40, whatever it is. The point total doesn't matter.
Because he's the one, if he's going, you can't.
It's just a different Rockets team, bro. It's just a different Rockets team when he's going. And I think up to this point, multiple times, definitely since game one, game two, three, and four, they started out trying to get Jalen Green to take this thing over early, right? And it doesn't happen. Hadn't happened. At least three of the four games, it hadn't happened. And it seems like he's put back in the game after half, or he's put back in the game in some, you know, down the stretch. The difference for me is you got 5 minutes. If I'm MA Doak,
you got five minutes.
And I'm not saying you got to go out there and score 20, but you got 5 minutes. If at any point in time we see that the moment's too big, the game is too big, there's fear, there's a lack of confidence, I'm yanking him, and I'm not putting him back in the game unless it's like my guys are blown. You mentioned Jabari, you mentioned Tari Eason, those guys, they've got to be made priority if Jalen Green's going to be deer in the headlights. So yeah. The first 5 minutes for me are going to tell me all I need to know.
If it ain't looking right, as I said here, and I see some people chiming in. You can chime in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Do you think Udoka should give serious consideration in going away from Jalen Green tonight? I see Kick Rock says, no, play him as much as possible. Someone says, if he goes away from Jalen tonight, he should be on the trade block as soon as the season is over. Yeah, that I could hear. If he sits Jalen and he completely goes away from him and he's not out there, then yeah, man, that seems like that's a belief thing of like, that's a hard one to come back from either party. Jalen Green in game four, Clint, was fifth on the team in minutes. Like, Steven Adams had more minutes than him in the game. And really, be honest, you know, Jabari Smith played two less minutes than him, but seemed to play even more in the second half than him. And then Tari Eason was a little bit behind him as well. I'd imagine it's got to at least, Clint, be on the table for those guys to get more go than he does. You have to. Your season's on the line. And also, Clint, I think, as you've said, that's the best version of the Rockets. I think we do need to maybe tweak. Clearly, if you're Udoka, you got to watch. The last game, you were in it. Hell, you had a lead late. Like, you make some free throws, you feel better about that game. You have some silly turnovers you made. Like, you do at least have a feel, okay, there is another path for us to win. And the path is it. We just have to rely on Jalen Green. So, I don't know if it's 5 minutes. I know somebody suggested 3 minutes. I don't know how long it is. But I do think you look at it and you have to be able to be flexible with your game, your season on the line, to say, all right, quickly, we're going to shift away from that. And this is going to be a Shingun, yeah, and Thompson drive and Fred and Jabari Smith action. They did at least, even though Jalen really gave you nothing, especially in the second half of game four. Hell, they had a lead. They had the ball with a chance to take the lead with 15 seconds left or whatever it was. So they at least see there's another path without him. And you can't just, I don't think it's a situation you just go on down like, hey, man. Like, hey, Golden State, if Steph stinks it up, they got to just keep rolling with it. Right? They're not turning and say, well, we're going to take Steph out and put Buddy Hield and hopefully he takes us home. But here, there's another path.
Well, to me, the other path, I agree with you. There was some light at the end of the tunnel last week with kind of how some other guys played. But that other path is the important part. There is you've got to give Jabari the opportunity. He's knocking down perimeter shots. He's knocking down the mid-range game. He gives you that length. Like, put him in there and let him play. Tari, make those guys a priority. And make that as I think I've heard B. Scott and I know I've heard Reg and those guys talking about. I don't know that I'm ready to start this group, but make the big three with with Barry, Shingun, and Adams, you know, make those guys a little bit more of a priority instead of going back to Jalen Green being on the floor. That's the key. You got 5 minutes, and if you got that deer in the headlights, look, you're done. There's no, we're not going to bounce back around, bounce back and forth. You're done. It's got to be wholeheartedly committed to Shingun in the paint. It's got to be you hope you get another night from Van Vliet like you got the other night or something similar.
You hope with Jabari playing more minutes.
It's got to be.
Easton playing more minutes.
You would hope.
But, like, I don't agree with Fern, who just texted in. I know Fern earlier said he's going to have 35 tonight. Live or die with Jalen tonight if he fails, trade his ass. No, I mean, I'm just not a believer of, hey, man, hey, we're just going to live. Not when you don't have to. Like you don't have to.
I was
to.
Right,
like,
where Fern was, not no more.
You don't have to. They've shown that they can compete and potentially win a game even if he's not going. I don't just stick with him, right, if he's playing the way he did, like especially game four. I don't just roll with him. I don't just stick with him and just, hey, let's just keep riding with him. No, I don't think you have to do that. You have other options.
Well, he, the thing is, Ron, I think it's
your best path, but I don't think it's. I don't think it's.
But you just, and I don't. I'm not telling anybody how to fan, but I am. Like, you can't have watched the Rockets and still be at a point where it's like, hey, just ride. No matter what Jalen Green you get, just riding. I was there. I was there, and I'm sitting there watching. Boy, I mean, there's just no way you can. He is deer in the headlights. Moment is too big. Literally 3 minutes into the game, like you just can't. I mean,
Shingun may be the only one on the team where you're like, all right, man, we gotta roll with him.
I think the only one that's been bad enough where you just can't. Like, I just had to do a 180, guys. I cannot fault M.A. Udoka at this point after what I watched last week or last game. I cannot fault him for going, man, we're going to get embarrassed. We're going to get ran up out of the gym. He's turning the ball over and the defense isn't even touching the ball. It's just slipping out of his hands. I mean, I was there 48 hours ago. You got to ride Jalen no matter what happens. I can't do that to my Rockets any longer.
Listen, I don't think we've seen Udoka, especially with him. Now, I think there are some players that Udoka seems to really trust that he wouldn't, that I think he feels like he wants to keep in the game. I think Fred is in that. Dylan's in that.
Fred and two are definitely in it.
Jalen has multiple times not. I'm with you. I could see in his mind the tactic that you just brought up. I could see in his mind saying, I'm going to give him a run. I'm giving him a run.
Give him another opportunity.
And we've seen him sit him out fourth quarters.
Yeah.
Like, I could see him, especially with it all on the line, I could see him sitting him out. And if he does show, now listen, I don't think the kid's going to do that. I think he is going to play. I don't know if he's going to go for 38, but I think he's going to play at a rate that doesn't need him to be off the floor.
Well, I hope you're right.
Now, I'm not saying he's going for 38, but I mean, I think it'll be better than. Then, I mean, there were moments in that last game where it just wasn't even useful for him to be out there. He just wasn't really doing any. He was turning the ball over. Wasn't doing. He was getting done in. I mean,
when
Buddy
like
Hill rips you, like, to open up the game a couple of times, like.
He looks like he's confused with what.
Yes.
With what he's trying to read on their defense. And it's on top of that whole intimidated and, you know, the deer in the headlights. It's all just compiling on him, and it's just you can't. Boy, 5 minutes. And the beautiful thing about it, though, Ron, is it's why I landed where I'm at with Jalen at this point. Like, you don't need, like, 5 minutes is maybe 2 minutes two minutes too long. It is blatantly obvious.
Maybe the first timeout. I give you maybe the first timeout until the first media timeout. Like, hey, it'll be clear. Like, and I wouldn't put it past Udoka. If we all of a sudden see Tari Eason run up there or for a quick sub, like you could see that. I wonder how they're handling him right now, like leading into the game.
Oh, you gotta be petting him on the
loving
back.
Him up,
oh,
like
no
right,
question.
Like, hey man, this is you,
no
yeah.
question.
But meanwhile, thinking, all right,
stay aggressive. We got your back. Stay aggressive.
Show me this, I'm out.
He goes back out there again. But look, there ain't nothing. As a player, there's nothing he or his representation can say about it. He can't be mad about it. That's why he's sitting on a. That's why in the fourth quarter in the last game, he's sitting on the bench with the towel over his shoulders, celebrating every time Van Vliet hits a three. There ain't nothing he can do about it. He knows it. The one good thing, at least I can tip my cap to him. At least he's not afraid to get up there and just say it.
Yeah. Tonight, guys, I don't know. I would say we're not, but I think anything's maybe on the table. I don't think we're getting Reed Sheppard. Many of you texted in and Cam Whitmore. I don't know that route is going to be the route. But hell, who knows? Who knows what Udoka's thinking? But to Clint's point, the best route is good Jalen Green. Hell, not even good. Just playable Jalen Green. A Jalen Green that you could say, all right, man. You can give us between 15 and 20 tonight. And then like that balance, and then we balance the rest of it, but you could be on the floor. Not the guy that has struggled the way that he has. All right, coming up, it is Wednesday. We always do this, by the way. Stay tuned as we have Rockets Report. Brandon Scott cannot wait to get and hear what he's got to say about Jalen Green and this game for the Rockets, which their season is on the line tonight. But coming up, it's a little stock up, stock down right here, and it is a stock up, stock down post-NFL draft edition. You can participate in this as well. What's your stock up, stock down post-NFL draft?
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We'll discuss that coming up next.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up,
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Every hump day right here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, we do a little stock up, stock down. Today's edition, post-NFL draft. The 2025 NFL draft is in the books for all squads around the league, including your Houston Texans. So that's what we're going to do with the little stocks today. Start with you, Ron. I want to start with the negative. Stock down for you as we are in the wake of this 2025 NFL draft, my friend.
I think for me, the stock down is just the trust of the whole mock draft process with the mock draft analysts, the experts, the guys like the Mel Kuypers and Todd McShays and the Daniel Jeremiahs and all of those guys, the Bucky Brooks, all those guys who do mock drafts that aren't just guesses, but do mock drafts by evaluating tape with the combination of what they hear from teams. When you look at the situation of them missing a quarterback by 4.5 rounds and being and no one being fed any of the information or told the feelings of 32 teams. The Athletic said they talked to 10 to 15 different general managers and got the same level of assessment on Shedeur Sanders that didn't have any thoughts of him dropping anywhere near where he did. So I think that part is, we've never seen a player and I guess draft analysts ever miss this badly. Hell, even Lionel Collins, most people took off their draft board because they were hearing what was happening with him. So to me, just the trust of the mock draft process between the teams and what they get from guys that are analysts that do these mock drafts.
All right, that is Ron the Show Hughley, and that is his stock down for today. Today's edition is a post-NFL draft stock up, stock down on The Drive. Now over to you, Clint Sterner, former NFL quarterback, Old Dirty Red. What is your stock down in the wake of the 25 NFL draft?
Well, I'm going to stay in that lane right there. And, I mean, the elephant in the room in terms of stock being down has to be Shedeur Sanders. I thought he was a first-round quarterback, top of the second at the very, very worst. And for him to drop all the way to the fifth round and to be the second quarterback drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the same draft, clearly him and Deion Sanders overplayed their cards, misplayed their cards, however you want to couch it, and not didn't rub one person, but rubbed damn near an entire NFL the wrong way, apparently. And so the Shedeur Sanders thing is call it stock, call it whatever you want. It's got to start with Shedeur for me.
All right, we got them damn negatives out of the way. Now on to some stock ups. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610 every Wednesday right around this time, 3:20 p.m. or so. We do a little stock up, stock down. The edition today is post-NFL draft. Ron, back to you. Now let me know about your stock up following this year's draft.
Some of y'all ain't going to like my stock up. My stock up, to me, goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I thought they had a really good draft. And
Duval,
besides that guy, it's very strange. But he's appeared to know offensive football really, really well. And they went and made the move to go get the best player in the draft. And for me, it's not just the best player in the draft. It's a unique player. They have their quarterback, they feel. And hell, I don't think they got a choice with the amount of money they paid him last year. And Trevor Lawrence, who is still young. And they go and get Travis Hunter, who has the ability to do many things and affect the game in many ways. And they got a nice corner as well. They got a good guard, interior offensive lineman in the third round. They had 2 third-round picks. Picked up a corner people really like in that third round and an offensive lineman. So getting Travis Hunter, I think that's a really good step. Especially if you can't draft a quarterback, that's a really good step and way to kick off your new organization. And I know people make fun of their young coach and young general manager, And they are kind of strange fellas a little bit, but I love what they did. Anytime you got a chance to go get the best player in the draft that's as unique as him, and you add that to your team, they've got some high profile guys.
Yeah, Ron, I don't know how it's going to end up working out for him, but it may be the best money spent in the draft in a long time. I mean, we've seen guys go up and get a quarterback, and when you go up and get your quarterback and you hit on that quarterback, that's the only thing that I think could potentially be better than this. I mean, you moved up three spots. You paid nicely, paid a premium to do it, but you go up and get a guy that has the potential of being a lockdown corner or a number one receiver on a team. If you're going to move up for something other than a quarterback, that's the guy to move up to pay to move
up.
Well,
his bust rate is just really low, right? Like, you feel like he's going to be, one, you feel like he's going to be really good at one of them. Or two, you feel like he's at least going to be solid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yep. This has kind of been my offseason crush this year.
Oh, yeah.
My stock up, Tyler, were you supposed to transition that? I'm sorry.
You're good. But yeah, stock up. No. You're totally good.
I'm going with the Chicago Bears, y'all, once again. I mean, this has been my offseason crush. You know, they use free agency to clearly fix their protection problem from the inside out, and go out and completely retool their interior offensive line. And then, you know, in the draft, they go out and they get what I would say is probably the best pass receiving tight end. Maybe not the best overall tight end, but probably the best pass receiving tight end that's not playing at his ceiling yet in Colston Loveland. I like the other tight end better, but Colston Loveland's a great get. They get their quarterback, a top tight end in this draft. Then they get one of the top receivers in this draft in Luther Burden. They lost a couple of wide receivers, veteran wide receivers that could potentially have been slot-type guys that were aging. So they go out and replace him with Luther Burden. And then a team that had protection problems last year that fixed their interior offensive line with free agency, they go out in the second round and they draft an offensive tackle to help bolster their protection on the outside. And then they flip over and get Shamar Turner from Texas A&M, a force in that defensive front. So I got to go with them Bears, man. What they've done.
They tried to put a situation where they said, man, Caleb, you ain't got no excuses.
Zero excuses, man.
We're loading this team up offensively.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, new offensive-minded head coach.
Find you a few more excuses.
Getting his protection right, getting some weapons in there. I don't know if it's going to work out, but they got a hell of a division that they got to try to compete in. And they're putting a good offseason together. I go with Chicago Bears with the stock up.
YouTube and Twitch. Jags picking fan favorite players. Texas D will handle the Jags. Hunter going to be average over there at Jacksonville. They picked him for the fans to put people in seats.
Duval.
I don't know. And Travis Hunter is like a potential to be a – has been a really good football player and a potential to be a great football player. And you know what? He will put butts in the seats because he's a really good football player. I don't know if it's going to work out in Jacksonville. Hell, the Texans' defense and offense maybe handle Travis Hunter. But trust me, you wouldn't be just saying, oh, Texans, only reason why they got Travis Hunter is to put butts in seats. You would love the move if Travis Hunter came to the Texans. So we'll see what happens there. But, I do. I love what they did, and that's a good start to kicking things off with your quarterback and then get a potential special player coming up. I do want to revisit something that Clint talked about yesterday when it comes to Damian Pierce. I think that's we talked about it briefly, very quick, but I want to revisit this thing. As Clint said plainly yesterday, he thinks we've seen the last of Damian Pierce with the Houston Texans. We'll dive a little deeper into that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's Wednesday. We're a couple of days away for you to come out and join us as we continue our crawfish circuit. Stop five. The fifth leg of this crawfish circuit, the 610 crawfish circuit, it will lead us to the Annex Craft House, up Highway 249. The Annex Craft House up Highway 249. in Houston. Come hang out with us from 2 to 6. And I know one couple will be here. They said they takes off work, old Steve and Shannon. They takes off work to come and follow us through. But we'll be at the Annex Craft House up.
I got to try his breakfast that he told me. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Where's it up at? Highway 249, a breakfast.
Yeah, air fryer. He said, hey, man.
Oh, yeah, he told me about that, too.
You got an air fryer? Yeah, he gave me a little air fryer secret, and I hadn't tried it yet, man. I told him I would before. Right. He said if I try it and I like it, he's got a hot dog air fryer secret, too.
He didn't tell me about it. He told me about the one with the eggs and the bacon.
Yeah, he said it makes a hot dog taste like a pizza.
Well, he can do that.
I think that's what he said. It was after a few cold beers. So maybe I misunderstood.
Are you putting?
I don't know. Air fryer trick,
pizza
man.
Pizza sauce on there too.
Pizza glizzy, huh?
Air fryer tricks, man. With Steve and Shannon. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
By the way, still 7-4. At least the Astros did at one point get the tying run up to the plate. But we are in the eighth inning, two outs. Altuve just walked and got on base. So it is still 7-4 as the Astros look to get another runner on to get the tying run back up to the plate. But Clint, I did want to revisit this with you yesterday, as we did in Real or Fake. Just quickly, you seem to feel pretty good about the fact that you think Dameon Pierce has played his last game, which is interesting because, you know, they love Dameon Pierce. Still, obviously, a talented guy. You could see if you look at the list, the guy that you would think is maybe the next workhorse. I don't think Marks is that. Obviously, I don't think Dare is that. But somebody that you want to give, 10, 15 carries outside of Mixon, you would think it would be Dameon Pierce, who's had some success in this league before. But you seem to feel pretty good about the thought that Dameon Pierce potentially may not be here.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be here or not. I just don't believe he's going to be the number two back that they depend on, that they get in the fold. Because here's the thing, if you look at this, there is a desperate need on this team for a running back that they trust and is capable to, at the very least, take some of the carries off of Joe Mixon's plate and allow Joe Mixon to be used to his full ability in the pass game and a run game, and to allow Joe Mixon to stay healthier, have less wear and tear through a 17-game season. No doubt about it. Any way you slice it, that's where the Texans are at. They showed us last year that they didn't believe Dameon Pierce was that guy. Nick Caserio spoke recently, and the first thing he said about the two backup running backs, one of them's a good kick returner, one of them's one of the best special teams guys on the team. So I just look at the Texans' actions. I understand the Texans' needs. And the most recent action, on top of everything I just said, they take a third-round pick from next year, trade it to move up in the fourth round to get Woody Marks. That tells me that they like this player. That tells me that they didn't want to stand by the wayside and let somebody else draft him, so much so they would take what I would imagine Nick Caserio believes is a premium pick and trade it to move up and get Marks. And so all of that tells me that Marks is going to be a guy that takes whatever responsibilities Joe Mixon can't handle, or Joe Mixon, whatever they need to do, limiting carries or using him in multiple ways in the offense, whatever they need to do to keep him healthy and allow him to be the best running back he can be for 17 weeks and the playoffs, Woody Marks is going to take up that slack. I do think Woody Marks has the ability to be a number two back. I think Woody Marks has the ability to be a third down back.
One thing, we know he's going to be on the team. They traded away a third round pick for next year and used a fourth one. So you know he's not going anywhere.
It's just the stars are aligning in a way that it's just like, I mean, read the tea leaves, man. Dameon Pierce is the time's coming sooner rather than later. And I don't think Dameon Pierce is valuable enough in the special teams game overall for that to be the reason that you keep him. And he's not a third down back. They haven't used him as a complimentary back, much less a third down back. It just, all signs are pointing towards Woody Marks being that guy. Dare Agunbowale is going nowhere. Hell, you want to talk about a special teams ace, he's your backup kicker along with everything else. So He's going nowhere. Yeah, I just think that Dameon Pierce is the odd man out here. Whether odd man out means he's inactive or he's not on the team or he just doesn't get run, I think Woody Marks is the number two option. He's RB2 at this point.
Yeah, you know he's not going. Like, that's the part, that's the issue where I wondered until you kind of you break it down. Dare is not going anywhere because of how important he is to Frank Ross and the in special teams and all that he does. And as you said, like kind of tongue in cheek, but seriously, he is the backup kicker.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you can keep on.
Literally does everything.
Literally does everything on special teams. And he does so much on special teams that allows you to maybe use other roster spots on other things because he does so many things on special teams. So you know him and a guy they gave up a third round pick and used a fourth round pick on.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They're making the roster. Yeah. And well, as you said, just the kick returner, I think they've got more guys on the team that could fill that void.
Well, think about, Ron, just the running back situation last year, right? There was Dameon Pierce was not trusted enough or valuable enough or talented enough to take some of the load off Joe Mixon throughout the season, right? Just the fact of the matter, just wasn't. And then when it came down to it, the second half of the season, Dare Ogunbowale was your third down back. Dare Ogunbowale, and whether it was because they trusted him in pass protection or because he could catch a ball out of the backfield or he was where he was supposed to be when he was supposed to be there, for whatever reason, Dameon Pierce wasn't good enough to spell your number one running back the way he should have been spelled, to be a 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon, and he wasn't good enough to be your third down back, and it wasn't because he's not athletic enough. Yeah. Right, so I mean that it's and again he's far enough into the league now to where you're like, hey,
I mean last year Dameon Pierce 11 games had 293 yards, two touchdowns, two catches, 2 yards receiving for the season, and I'm betting you like right he like had
170 or 190 of those yards came in one game when Joe Mixon was available.
Well, he had two big games, right? He had the Patriots game where he had the long run. And then the final game of the season where Joe did run.
Yeah.
Those, I mean, I would imagine 75-80% of each yards come in those two games.
Yeah.
The point of them showing you how much they trust him.
Bingo. This isn't about what me and you think about Dameon Pierce or not. I've been a staunch defender of his. I just when it's all said and done. I just believe they're telling us what they're going to do.
Next line coming through. Pierce was good without Slowick. Maybe it is Slowick, and he gets out of Slowick's offense. We'll see a better number two back.
Well, I mean, you may be right. I look at it and I go, man, they just traded a third round pick to move up into fourth and pick Woody Marks. It may be a little too late for that.
That's a good thought, because when you look at what they did in the offensive line, they kind of made moves like, no, it's not our guys. It was Slowick. It's more of the scheme. Like, they didn't go and just say, man, we're going to overhaul this bad boy. Yep. Right? Like, when you think about it, they're going to have probably four or five, a good four, 3 to 4 guys who played last year and who are here that will start in the offensive line.
Dang it, Bobby.
In the running back room, they went and drafted a person that you could clearly see will jump over Damian Pierce. And I'll be honest with you, Clint, I hope that you're right. I hope Damian Pierce goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I think for him, and I'm a fan of Damian Pierce. I like Damian Pierce. I think for him, like, let's just be honest with you. And maybe Nick Cayley's different. I don't think it's the case, and I gotta be damn sure in his mind it has to be the case. He has to at least question, do these guys really believe in me?
Mm-hmm. No question. He's got to.
Right. Now, again,
he plays the good soldier really, really, yeah, really.
It just has to be a question of, do they really believe in me? Right. Like, this is back to back years. And I'm just saying from his perspective, right? Not to say they're not warranted. They said, hey, man, Devin Singleton, man, we're going to roll with you 2 years ago going to the playoffs. This year, hell, not just Joe Mixon. We're going to roll with Dore Ogunbowale in as the next back, the third down back. So I think a change of scenery would be big for Damian Pierce. Because, like, to me, if Damian Pierce is going to get a chance to be successful in the NFL again like he did his rookie year, to me, I think it's away from Houston. Like, I think it's away from here and a clean slate and a place where he is confident and a place where they are confident in him. And as you've said repeatedly, they've shown you the last year and a half, like, how they feel about Damian Pierce.
Yeah, and he's been the good soldier, the company man. He's done. He said the right things and reacted the right way. And it just doesn't seem like when it all. They say that the D'Amico and Nick and everybody says how much they love, which I agree. Hell, I like him too.
But well, yeah, you get the
when
guy,
the opportunity comes up, it just doesn't seem like they trust him at that running back position, and it to the detriment of other people. Right, to the detriment of the offense. I think his future is going to be elsewhere.
Yeah, I do too, man. I hope it works for him, but he's not a fool either. He sees this. He knows Joe Mixon is there, and he sees what they did with Woody. It's a you can see what kind of feel they're trying to do here. Quick update here in the ninth inning, the Astros still trail 7-4. They will get one at bat again to see if they can tie it or win this game coming up. Three runs down. Hopefully it remains three runs down as they got to get through the top of the ninth. But we'll keep you updated on that as well. What you got coming up at the four?
Well, Ron, it's we talked about it a little earlier. And I just want to ask the people, 713-572-4610. We'll open up the phone lines a little bit, maybe. We'll see what's going on here. I want to know what you do. What's the one move you make tonight if you're M.A. Doka? Mm. It's win or go home. What's the one move you make, whether it's starting lineup or throughout the game, what's the one move you make if you're M.A. Doka? And a lot of QBs went in this draft, Ryan. We've spent a lot of time talking about Shiloh. I mean, not Shiloh. Talking about Shedeur Sanders. Which quarterback landed in the best spot? Bunch of them went in this draft. Which one ended up in the best spot? We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610.